It's really it's really light actually. I didn't pour anything or anything like that. It was just really precaution because I felt a little tightness, you know, as I was running. Usually I sprint to the end zone after I catch the ball, so you know, it was just being precaution, taking precaution on it, and just preventing, you know, anything from going on really worse. So.
You may have to miss any practice time.
I hope not. You know, but if it's gonna help me, you know, make the team and help the team be better, you know, I think one day, missing one day rather than, you know, a while, it's probably smarter. So, you know, we're going to go off of, you know, what Joe says and what Coach Pett wants, and, you know, and see where we're at, you know. But I feel pretty good right now, and it's not bad at all. So that's what that is.
So Friday you expect to be there in Columbus on Friday?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
How important is that to you, Terrell, to be able to play Friday?
I don't look towards Friday. I mean, I do want to go in the shoe, obviously, and play, but it's practice, and you know, I want to be out there for the first preseason game, and second, third, fourth, and the first game of the season. So that's what I'm really preparing myself for, and being out there with my teammates and trying to help those guys get W's and you know, practice. You know, I do want to go out and practice because I want to keep on working on my craft. You know, because I'm making progress every day. So, but I do want to be out there Friday, but it's not as big. Being in the game.
How do you feel things have gone so far?
I think it's been going well. You know, I've been getting better at, you know, different things, you know, just blocking, you know, techniques on that, you know, and just really being in the huddle and just listening to spots I got to be, you know, just different things, you know. I think it's going well. Just continue to make progress on that.
How realistic do you think this transition is to make, go from NFL quarterback to NFL?
It's very realistic.
Yeah. Why do you think so?
I just believe so. I think just my athleticism, and you know, I made a lot of progress, you know, and I'm pushing it, and we'll see. But I believe it's very realistic, and I believe I can make it happen, you know, with the way I work. You know, my work ethic is going to tell it all. And coaches out there at the end of practice, you know, we go before practice and after practice and get work done with me and Coach Phillips. So, you know, all we do is work. I love being here. Continue to do that.
Aside from the work you're doing here, are you studying film of other wide receivers or doing anything outside of
it? Right now, you know, I'm just trying to find my game, you know. I do watch clips. Like today, this morning, I watched clips on Antonio Brown, Steve Smith. I watched a big guy today. Dez Bryant, I watched Dez too. Just on my iPhone, just watching how they make different moves and stuff. So, you know, it's constantly, you know, working on my craft and trying to find different moves and different ways to beat the press and stuff like that. So I'm always doing that, and I'm always interested in looking at different things.
Do you feel? You said that last week that you guys are locked next to each other, and you mentioned him. Would you mind going out and working on some press stuff? Have you guys been able to go out early?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I ask him every day. I ask Williams every day. I think, you know, Hayden's a Pro Bowler and a, you know, is one of the best corners in the league, you know. So for me not to take advantage of that situation would be very stupid for me.
How long do you go?
We go about maybe 5-10 minutes, you know. We may get like, you know, 5 to 10 reps, you know, but that matters, you know. That's a big deal, you know, to go against him and him teaching me and saying, hey, try this, do this, you know. So all I can do is just put that stuff in a basket and just continue on with my process.
Do you feel like you're a receiver now, or do you still feel a little like?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I'm a receiver. Absolutely. I don't drop balls. So I pride myself on that. You know, I go in the jugs. I catch about 100 jugs before practice, you know, for about 10 minutes. So it's fired away, and I'm continuing. I just got to keep on continuing on, you know, bettering my route game, and also bettering, you know, just knowing where to block on the run game. You know, that stuff's starting to come to me very good, too. So I definitely do feel like the transition is going well, and you know, like everything, it's a process. You know, I can't say that I'm all the way there because I'm not. I'd be lying, but I think it's a process, and you know, Coach Phillips believes in it, and you know, the other guys around me help me a lot. You know, all the other receivers, so it's great. It's great to be here.
Was it awkward at first?
It wasn't awkward because you know, once I set my mind on something, you know, I want to be great at something. You know, so. When I set my mind to be a receiver, I want to be one of the best receivers in play, you know, right now. So that's where I strive to be that. I strive for greatness every single day. And for me personally, that's just what I do, you know. And that doesn't go along with the way I want to work for the team, you know, because that's on another level. I want to be great for my teammates and for the coaches and the fans as well on a different level. So You know, it's just constantly working and asking questions, never thinking you know enough, and just being a sponge.
How cool was it today, though, that Flip, who obviously knows you very well, gave you the opportunity in offensive drills and in team drills to try something a little fun and throw that pick?
Oh, yeah, it's good. I mean, Flip had me for 3 years. We had a good, you know, good time together. And I mean, he knows I can throw the ball. And, you know, it was fun. You know, I thought it was a big play. I think Travis scored on it. And, you know, anytime you make a completion, as you know, in this league, it's good. So it is what it is. It's a fun play. We may get one once in a while, but, you know, it is what it is.
When did you tweet the hammy, by the way?
I think it was at some point in, you know, special teams or something. You know, it was just a little tight, you know. I didn't really tweak it. It was just tight, and I just thought, you know, it would be best for me to pull out because, obviously, I never play receiver. So I don't even know what a hamstring pull is or anything like that. So when I went and talked to the doctor, he just said, oh, he said, it's very strong. And so, you know, I'll just leave the rest up to Coach Pat to speak to you guys about. But I feel good.
One of the receiver or defensive guys said the pass was a duck.
Duck? See my face change? It was, but it was completion. Defense got to be, you got to do better.
Is that a good sign, though, that, you know, that they're willing to, you know, try you on different things like that and expand your role maybe?
I think, I mean, anytime you can do different things, you know, I think it's, you know, anytime you can go out the box and put defenses on their heels, I think it's great. It was a duck, but I had a glove on, and I told them I'm not Teddy Bridgewater, so I don't throw a glove. So next time I'm going to have to trick them. I didn't want to give the play away because we got smart defensive players, so Dante Whitner and those guys over there and give. So I'm sure if I had a glove off, they would say, all right, this guy's throwing the ball. So I just tried to do it that way.
You have several one-handed grabs that we've been seeing out here, and it just seems like you just really do catch the ball very naturally with your hands. Are you even in some ways maybe surprising yourself at how soft your hands are?
Nah, I don't. I mean, I wear a size 4X gloves, and they're still tight on me. I could probably go to 5X on the gloves. So, I mean, I got huge hands and some
huge bite. I know, that's the fly.
So, I have 5X. 4X loves Ravik, so I mean, I go to the jugs, and I take that very serious. You know, I go to the jug, I'll catch 20 in a row, and then now at the end, after I catch like 20 more with both hands, and I'll catch 20 with my left, and then I'll keep going until I drop with my right hand, you know, one-handed, and I'll do the same thing with my left. So I constantly work it, you know, different positions, and you know, I don't try to go out there and catch one-handed. It just happens sometimes. Maybe a throw is, you know, maybe I got out my break late, and the ball just ends up there, you know. So I mean, I just pride myself to do great, catch the ball, don't let the ball get to my chest. That's what I pride myself on.
Do you think your confidence is continuing to grow? You had a few practices and pads under your belt now at your positions. I mean, is that starting to kind of make a difference in your mind? Just the more experience you get under your belt, the more you're out here.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's going to be every time, every rep, you know, whether it's a run, pass, whatever, every rep's going to count. It helps also when you get good feedback from your teammates, you know, guys coming up to you saying, hey, good day today, you know, that's the way to hustle, that's the way to play like a Brown, practice like a Brown, and that's the way, you know, he had a good play here. So anytime you hear that from your teammates, you know, and they're giving you props, and you know, it helps out for confidence, you know. But for me, you know, I'm a confident guy. I believe in myself, I believe in my ability. I pray to the Lord every day, and I ask him, you know, just to let me make plays for the Browns, and that's what I just try to go out there and do.
You wonder why you didn't think of this idea before.
Just like I said, like the first time we talked, you know, it's like when you have your mind on something, you know, it's so hard for, you know, somebody came to you, like, hey, you need to be a nurse. You could be a great nurse. You're like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, so, but you're a great reporter. So, you know, it's just something like that, you know, like I was in a comfort zone there. So I really was pushing and pursuing, you know, my dream. So whatever our dreams are, you know, I tell kids all the time, whatever your dream is, you know, I've been being told this my whole life. Whatever your dream is, go and pursue it, go get it, you know. So it's hard to really fall back off and then change it, you know. But I changed it, and now I'm going to pursue this. You know? That's what it is.